Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another Tech Doctor podcast. This is Robert the Tech Doctor. And as always, along with me is Allison Hartley. Hello, Allison. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Been struggling with some health problems, but trying to bounce back and hang in there. And I know you've had a lot going on yourself, so I'm glad that we can find a few minutes to podcast here.
Me too. Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of weeks.
Well, in fact, part of that resulted in a real unfortunate disappointment for us. Today we want to talk about the fabulous MacStock conference and barbecue that took place last weekend in Chicago. And you and I had fully intended to attend that together, but at the last minute, because of a family situation, you were unable to go. And so I had to go without you, and I really missed having you there.
Oh, I missed being there with you guys, but definitely we're all going to plan on being there for next year. And I can't wait to hear about this one.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to podcast about today, because one of the things that I've talked a lot about on this podcast is just about my favorite thing, aside from the technology itself, the devices themselves, is the way that we have this Apple community. And what happened actually was that there was a conference that most people probably know about called Macworld Expo, which was held in San Francisco, right in your backyard, for many, many years. And unfortunately, it went on hiatus last year. So essentially, probably last year was the last Macworld Expo. And so one of the people who really loved seeing all of his podcasting friends at the Macworld conference decided this spring that he wanted to try to get some of his podcasting friends together. And he thought the best way to do that was to host a barbecue at his home, actually, just outside of Chicago. And so when his friend Mike Potter, who does the For Mac Eyes Only podcast, heard about the fact that Barry Folk was going to do this barbecue, Mike said, well, I've been wanting to do some sort of Midwest conference about Apple devices, Macs and iOS and all that for several years. So if you're going to do a barbecue, I'll just host a conference, which will take place in the morning, called MacStock, because it was held near Woodstock, Illinois. So I thought
nice.
MacStock was a pretty cute name for it. And so they agreed to combine forces and hold the MacStock conference in the morning, which Mike was responsible for, and then the barbecue in the afternoon and evening, which Barry was responsible for. So we flew up to Chicago on Friday evening and got into the hotel there. It was really well arranged and well set up. The hotel that we stayed in was where Barry had reserved rooms for a lot of the people who were coming, including a lot of the speakers, a lot of the presenters, to stay. And this was a very nice Hilton Garden Inn hotel near the O'Hare Airport, which is where we flew into. And so we got to the hotel and had a nice dinner on Friday evening. The one thing that was a little bit worrying about the conference barbecue situation was the fact that the conference itself was 40, 50, maybe 60 miles away from where we were at the Garden Inn Hilton there near the O'Hare. So we had to take a cab from the hotel for about an hour. Actually, ended up taking a little less than an hour to get to the conference site. And the conference site was actually done at a very nice, small McHenry County College campus. They had an area where people could socialize in the first hour from 8 to 9, where people just getting there, registering, getting their packet of information, which included a lot of nice swag, part of which was a very cute MacStock conference t-shirt. And we'll be sending you yours, so you won't actually miss out on the t-shirt and
excellent, and
the swag. So that was really, really cool. And so during that first hour, people were kind of meeting and greeting people. And one of the things about me is I'm really much more of an introvert than people might think from listening to this podcast. I'm kind of okay behind a microphone if I pretty much know what I want to say. And if I'm doing something where I feel like I have control over, like the kind of interviews that I do at work, for example. But when it comes to getting into a big crowd, I kind of tend to stay more a bit on the periphery and kind of hang back a little bit. But our good friend of this podcast, Allison Sheridan, was one of the presenters at MacStock. And so she started bringing people over to meet me and my wife, Vicky. And so right away, we got to meet some people like Dave Hamilton from the Mac Geek Gab, and later on talked a bit with John F. Braun, who was also there from the Mac Geek Gab. Got to meet Chuck Joyner, which was a lot of fun, as well as Julie Keel, who does a sci-fi podcast, who was one of the presenters. She actually sat with us on our row during the presentations. And we got to meet Guy Searle and Gaz Maz from the My Mac podcast. And it was just fun to meet all these people. Of course, Michael Potter from Mac Eyes Only. The thing that was kind of fascinating to me was I was able to easily recognize most of these people by their voices because of having heard them so much on their podcast.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so I'd walk into the restroom or something, and one of my favorite podcasters would be in there talking, and I was like, wow, this is almost surreal here.
Yeah.
so that part of it was really fun. But then the conference began at 9, and what happened was there were several presentations, and I just want to kind of go through a little bit about what they were like. Mike
sure.
Potter started out just kind of welcoming people and talking a little bit about the history of the conference and how it came about and the things that we've already mentioned. You could just tell that it was just a friendly group. I believe there were about 85 people there who had registered for the conference who actually were able to come. And so once Mike was done with his introduction, the first presenters were Guy Searle and Gaz Maz from the My Mac podcast. And they did a nice presentation on how to select an appropriate Mac for the kind of work that you're going to do with it. And so that was informative, and I enjoyed their presentation. Then they would, between presenters, give away some door prizes and some things that had been donated to the conference. And that was really nice and a lot of fun. And the second presenter was our old friend Allison Sheridan, and she did a really great presentation on the new Audio Hijack, showing people how it worked, how you could set up different sessions and do various types of recordings. And as always, she did a really stellar job, including a nice mention of how accessible Audio Hijack 3 is with voiceover. Even though it's such a visual interface, as we've talked about before, Rogue Amoeba really went out of their way to make that visual interface work really great with voiceover. So
they sure did.
Thanks to Grant Farr for that, who was the lead developer on that, who's been on this podcast before. So I really enjoyed Allison's presentation. And then Julie Keel did a presentation on how to travel with your devices, because she's such a fascinating woman who spends a lot of her time traveling around on her very large Harley Davidson motorcycle. So she carries everything that she needs because she's a web developer and she does her development work from wherever she is. She carries everything she needs in a small backpack, including her MacBook Pro. And so she talked a lot about how to travel safely with these devices and some things that are really helpful to have along with you and things like that. So that was a nice presentation. And then before lunch, we had a presentation by Dave Hamilton of the Mac Geek Gab, which was really interesting. His whole idea was to talk about how important it is for both people who are providing tech support and people who are seeking tech support to be kind to one another. It's really not about the two of them fighting each other on the fact that something's wrong. It's kind of about the two of them joining together to try to battle whatever's going on with the computer.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and so it was really nicely done, and it was informative, and it was kind of funny. I hope she doesn't mind me saying this, but my wife, Vicky, leaned over to me at one point and said, I owe you so many apologies for the way I behave when my computer breaks down. Vicky was so gracious to go to this, and really a trooper for doing it, because she's not all into the podcasting and the tech and everything, but I think she enjoyed herself.
That's good.
We had lunch then, and it was a nice lunch that was provided by the MacStop conference. We actually got the chance to eat with Mike Potter's father, who was there helping out with the conference.
Oh, nice.
And that was a lot of fun. And Mike came and joined us for a while. And he and I actually had a nice conversation about the fact that he would really like next year to see this conference grow quite a bit. And he would like for us to do a couple of sessions on accessibility.
That's so exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. I think that it will really be great to bring that aspect onto the stage there at MacStock. So after lunch, there was a panel discussion of all the presenters, and they were asked a lot of questions, interesting questions about their podcasting and so forth by Tim Robertson, who does a podcast for Otherworld Computing called OWC Radio. And Tim did a really great job facilitating this panel. And during the panel discussion, Allison Sheridan, again, our old friend, stepped in and said that she wanted to take a moment to give a shout out to me in the audience there and to let people know that I was there because of accessibility, and that's something that she's really championed on her podcast, even though it's a mainstream podcast. That's the NosillaCast at podfeet.com. And so she gave me a shout out, and I think honestly that was a tremendous help, because as you know, and as we've all experienced as people who are blind, when we go into a situation like that, there is a certain degree of awkwardness or lack of comfort that people might feel, maybe not knowing exactly how to address a blind person or what to say to them, that kind of thing. And I didn't feel a lot of that there, but I felt some of it. But Allison really helped a lot to normalize the whole thing by giving me that shout out and explaining what was going on. And it just seemed like from that point on, it was a lot easier and a lot more comfortable for a lot of the Mac podcasters to come up and talk with me then. So this is what I mean when I say community. You know, people learn to break down some potential barriers and learn to really reach out and communicate with each other. So that was a really great thing that she did. Much appreciated. And honestly, I think it worked really well.
Wonderful. Yeah, thanks for that, Allison. I'm sure it kind of made everyone realize, like, hey, this is just another guy who's here with us at the conference, just learning and growing as a Mac community member as we are.
Exactly. And that's what we really want to do. We want to, as Apple has tried to do, integrate accessibility into the mainstream process. And because that way we can all contribute more if it's not segregated off into a corner somewhere.
Absolutely.
So then after the panel discussion, the last presenter was Chuck Joyner, and he did a really nice presentation giving people lots of good ideas about content and how to make connections and how to deal with the tremendous amount of variety that he has actually produced. I think Chuck has probably interviewed more people than anyone on his Mac Voices podcast. So I enjoyed Chuck's presentation. And then at the very end, Michael Potter did a final presentation on working with the terminal, because a lot of people don't know very much about what all you can do from the terminal on the Mac. And so that it was a good presentation. We then grabbed a van, which was part of the same cab company, but it was a van with a lot of people on it to go back from the MacStock conference site to Barry's house where the barbecue was held. And so that was about an hour ride, and I got a chance to visit a bit more with John F. Braun on the van and Don McAllister and Gaz Maz were both on the van from England. I wasn't really looking forward to the long drive, but it turned out to be very pleasant. And
cool.
And so that was good. So we got back and we got up to Barry's house, very nice house there in one of the local communities where he had a huge backyard, fortunately, that could accommodate the 85 or so people that were there. I think everyone who was there, as far as I know, went to the barbecue, and maybe even there could have been even a few more people maybe who didn't come to the conference. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, we got to Barry's house. He had a very nice, huge banner up in his front yard with the MacStock barbecue and an Apple logo. And so Vicky got a picture of me standing in front of the banner because this whole thing had been customized. And
sweet.
Barry's wife and daughters were there, really hosting and helping out, and the food was all catered. It was really good. And most importantly, though, it was just a chance for people to relax and talk to each other. And we got to meet and talk with some more people that we hadn't talked with at MacStock conference. And so we were at the barbecue for, I guess, about 3 hours. Unfortunately, a couple hours in, it really started to rain. Barry had prepared for that. He had a tent set up, and people were able to gather under the tent, and so because it was huge. But nonetheless, I think when it really started to rain, the barbecue, a lot of people started to leave at that point, and we eventually left and went back to our hotel and then flew back home on Sunday. But my overall feeling about it all, you know, honestly, was that it was a tremendous success. I thought that it did exactly what we had hoped it would do and really built some sense of community. And I think people are going to be very excited to go back next year. And it seems like we're all going to have things to talk about with all the new things, of course, that will be introduced between now and then. But I just love this community building thing that happened. And it just happened because two guys had an idea and wanted to do it and just literally made it happen. And, you know, the whole thing happened really quickly. I mean, within a few weeks, it went from an idea to an actual conference and barbecue. And how cool is that, that you could pull something like that off, that people wanted to come to, and the people that came had a good time and were friendly and were reaching out to other people. I just thoroughly enjoyed it, honestly.
That is so fantastic. It just illustrates the power of a grassroots movement and the movement of people who care towards something that can really make a difference. That's really wonderful. And I'm so looking forward to next year. And next year, Jeremy's going to be well, and we're all going to go. And I'm especially looking forward to presenting on the stage there. I love that. And it's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it's going to be even better next year. It's going to be bigger, and there are going to be multiple tracks that people can attend. And so I think it's really got off to a good start, and it's only going to go up from here. What a cool thing to have happen.
Yeah.
I was with a whole bunch of people who were just as excited about their new watch as I was. And I really enjoyed that. So anyway, if you guys have thoughts or questions or comments about what we've talked about here, feel free to shoot us an email and let us know about that. And I always forget, if somebody did want to email us, gosh, how would they go about doing that?
You know, I often forget too, but today I actually have the email address in my brain correctly. We don't have to do it two and three times. Techdoctor@dr-carter.com is the address that you would send email to. Again, that's techdoctor@dr-carter.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Excellent. Until next time, you all take care. This is Robert, the Tech Doctor, saying so long for now.
And this is Allison Hartley saying bye, everyone.